Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 484 for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished stronger on Tuesday following gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was up $2 to $5, with the most active November contract up $2.70 at $519.60 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also stronger, which helped support canola prices. The near-term canola contracts appear to have found some support at the $520 per ton mark. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger against its American counterpart, which made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Despite recent rains across parts of the western prairies, the 2015-16 canola crop will still be a small one. Chinese demand is also on the downswing. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat was lower. Soybeans were up 5 to 11 cents, with the November contract up 5 at 10.04 per bushel. Soybean prices were correcting themselves after sinking to a two-week low. There are signs that demand is slowly picking up. There is also uncertainty over how many acres were lost to excess water in the U.S. Midwest. In its latest USDA report, 62% of the U.S. crop was rated good or excellent. Analysts, however, had thought that reading would be higher. Corn was 2 cents stronger, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $4.18 per bushel. Corn prices also found themselves on the rebound after hitting three-week lows in yesterday's session. The excess moisture in the Midwest is thought to have leached out a lot of protein from the corn. Corn in Illinois was recently pegged at 163 bushels an acre. Traders are now waiting for the ethanol numbers, which are due out tomorrow. U.S. wheat futures were 8 to 10 cents weaker on the day, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.24 a bushel. Prices were weighed down by lackluster demand in the advancing U.S. harvest. Forecasters are also calling for improved weather in the U.S. Midwest, as well as several wheat-growing countries across Europe, which was bearish for the market. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 21st in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.